SBS Radio.
Pendengar, apakah Anda tahu kesehatan jantung Anda? Mengetahui jawabannya sangat berguna karena penyakit jantung koroner adalah penyebab utama kematian di Australia. Sebuah survei pada tahun 2017 yang dilakukan oleh Yayasan Jantung menemukan bahwa 1 dari 3 orang Australia tidak menyadari tanda-tanda serangan jantung. Berikut ini adalah rangkuman tentang cara Anda mengetahui gejala-gejala itu yang disusun oleh Amy Chin Yu Wang. Penyakit jantung disebabkan oleh akumulasi berbagai faktor selama hidup, sebagian besar mempengaruhi orang yang berusia lebih dari 45 tahun. Hampir 1 dari 10 warga Australia berusia 30-65 diberitahu oleh dokter mereka bahwa mereka berisiko tinggi mengalami serangan dalam 5 tahun ke depan. Direktur Dukungan dan Perawatan Heart Foundation, Rachel Foreman, mengatakan setengah dari populasi tidak akan tahu apa yang harus dilakukan jika mereka menderita serangan jantung.
Most people don't necessarily know that their heart is actually a muscle that pumps blood around the body. And like any other muscle in the body, it actually has its own blood supply and it has its own arteries that actually provide it with that oxygen and nutrients. So what a heart attack is when those arteries that supply the heart with its oxygen get blocked. And then with age, it does increase, a bit like plumbing in a house, that the chances of that one or more of your arteries to the heart becoming blocked increase.
Genetika dan faktor gaya hidup seperti merokok, kurang olahraga dan diet yang tidak sehat meningkatkan kemungkinan serangan jantung. Foreman menyarankan untuk menyadari sejarah keluarga Anda untuk mendeteksi tanda peringatan lebih awal.
Be aware if you do have a family history, particularly of someone having a heart event younger, someone in your family has high cholesterol or diabetes, you know, be aware that those also increase the chances that you might have those things. So what minimizes the chances is go to your GP, have a heart health check so that you're having your blood sugars, blood pressure, cholesterol measured and looking at what your risk is and what you can do.
Data terbaru dari Biro Statistik Australia menunjukkan bahwa sekitar 21 orang warga Australia meninggal karena serangan jantung setiap hari. Ilmuwan klinis Sokat Khan memfasilitasi program Heart Foundation National Australia yang mendidik masyarakat tentang cara mencegah dan memulihkan diri dari serangan jantung.
Most heart attacks involve discomfort in the center of the chest that lasts for more than a few minutes or that will go away and then will come back again. It can feel like uncomfortable pressure or squeezing or fullness or pain. Discomfort in other areas of the upper body, but in one or both arms, in the back or even in the neck or in the stomach. Shortness of breath may occur with or without chest discomfort, breaking out in cold sweat or nausea or lightheadedness.
Sementara kebanyakan wanita menyadari bahwa kanker payudara adalah penyakit yang mematikan. Namun, penyelidikan dari Heart Foundation menemukan bahwa hampir 3 kali lebih banyak wanita meninggal karena penyakit serangan jantung dibandingkan dengan kanker payudara. Khan mengatakan gejala serangan jantung secara diam-diam yang mirip dengan kelelahan biasanya diabaikan oleh para wanita.
When women are suddenly worn out after a typical exercise routine, or they get fatigue when they are not exerting themselves but have fatigue or a heavy chest, or simple activity like making the bed or walking to the bathroom or shopping makes women excessively tired, they also experience sleep disturbances.
Gejala penyakit ini dapat berlangsung beberapa menit sampai ke beberapa bulan. Foreman merekomendasikan menghubungi 000 jika Anda mendeteksi tanda-tanda peringatan itu.
A lot of people do ignore those symptoms for a long period of time. When in fact, if people are having a heart attack, the best results happen if people seek help within 1 hour. It increases the chance that someone may die of a heart attack the longer they wait, but also the amount of disability that they would experience after a heart attack because more of the heart muscle has died as a result of that.
Khan menjelaskan bahwa risiko serangan jantung berikutnya lebih tinggi bagi mereka yang pernah mengalami serangan jantung sebelumnya.
There's good news that following rehab, they can have a normal life. But if the rehab has not been very good and the risk factors have not been looked after well and the medications are not being taken, there are chances that they could have another fatal attack within the 6 months or the first year.
Sementara itu, Foreman mengatakan kesehatan mental harus diperhitungkan setelah orang pulih dari serangan jantung.
There actually are lots of emotional issues for some people as well. You know, one day they're feeling invincible and 10-foot tall and bulletproof, and now a possible scenario where you could have died and the fact that you now are living with a chronic condition comes in.
Heart Foundation Australia menjalankan program jantung sehat gratis untuk korban serangan jantung di seluruh Australia. Sokat Khan percaya dukungan rekan yang melibatkan kelompok pendidikan dan diskusi adalah bagian yang penting dari proses rehabilitasi.
So they have more confidence in what they've been through and how they're being treated and some of the medications they've been taking and some of the lifestyle changes they've been recommended. This really helps in a group setting where others who had the same issue, they talk about how well they're doing after a heart event and what they've done. So it gives them more confidence that they're not alone in this.
Penelitian menunjukkan bahwa orang dari latar belakang Asia, Maori, Afrika, dan Aborigin, serta Torres Strait Islander secara genetik cenderung terkena serangan penyakit jantung. Penelitian oleh Institut Kesehatan dan Kesejahteraan Australia menemukan bahwa pada tahun 2017-an, kematian pria Australia akibat serangan jantung koroner merupakan 13% dari jumlah kematian. Sementara itu, 1 dari 10 wanita meninggal karena penyebab yang sama. Rachel Foreman menyarankan mengambil tindakan positif untuk mengurangi risiko serangan jantung.
Everybody can improve lifestyle in some way. One little thing every single day will improve it. So you don't have to be perfect, but just think about what realistically you could change today that could help you be healthier.
Nah, pendengar, untuk informasi lebih lanjut, kunjungilah Heart Foundation dan situs webnya Heart Support Australia. Jika Anda memerlukan bantuan bahasa melalui telepon, hubungi layanan penterjemah dan juru bicara nasional pada nomor 131450 dan mintalah organisasi yang ingin Anda bicarakan. Tekan 000 atau 000 jika Anda atau seseorang yang Anda kenal mengalami gejala serangan jantung.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.